This podcast is sponsored by Mavericks Western Wear, your one-stop shop for all your rodeo and saddlery needs. Mavericks.net.au.
Here she is, hailing from Logan, Kayla Freeman. Oh my gosh. We just saw the most amazing jump just before.
Do we call it jump?
A dive, sorry.
Yeah.
I would call it a leap of faith.
It was a very clean leap of faith on the TV behind us.
Melissa Wu, just from Australia, just did a dive, and the splash that came off of that dive, even though they're, you know, that high, I don't know how high that is. Too high for me.
Yeah.
And it was like,
there was hardly
it was just like this. That was the splash. That was it.
Well, hopefully we'll get a medal in this sport as well. But we have been absolutely killing it out there. Our medal count has moved up to 38 for the Australian team. We currently have 17 gold, 4 silver and 17 bronze. We picked up a gold today, as Clay and I have seen, in the men's skateboarding. The first ever champion of the men's skateboarding is our 18-year-old Keegan Palmer, who did one of the best runs I've ever seen. Also picking up a gold was the men's K2 1,000 metre final. Props to the canoe sprint team. It's the first time Australia has ever won a gold in this event in its 85-year history. What a great team we have there. Mm. And also picking up the bronze in the Australian cycling men's team pursuit. So killing it, keeping those medals coming. But in the sports where we're just moving up to the medal rounds, we have seen that Clancy and Atacho Del Sola are off to the gold medal match after taking down Latvia today. They'll now face off with Team USA, who had a comfortable win over Switzerland. The Australian victory sees us secure its first beach volleyball medal since Cook and Pothas won at the 2000 Olympics in Sydney. And I do remember that match quite well.
This podcast is sponsored by Mavericks Western Wear, your one-stop shop for all your rodeo and saddlery needs. Mavericks.net.au.